Good morning. My name is Jean Canella. I was enrolled at Morgan State University, a historically black college in Baltimore, Maryland. In a class of 30, I was one of three white students in the doctoral social policy tract of the graduate school. One of the last classes I took was one that focused on integrating the knowledge and thoughts that we investigated during previous classes. And the only grade in this class would come from a paper, topic of our choice, that evidenced the ability to integrate and synthesize knowledge gained from the other classes and readings. I started on the paper immediately and handed it in and waited. I assure you, I am not obsessed with grades. My brother did that. I got the paper back after a week of the professor taking a look at it with, quote, good synthesis of information written on the front. I flipped through and found okay, good, interesting thought written on almost every page. Then I looked at the grade. It was a B minus. What? I flipped through it again and found one spelling error. Damn the spell check. I informally checked around, of course, and found everyone else had an A in the class. I was the only one with the B, and I was the only white student in this class. I fumed about this for the rest of the class and expressed concern to Dr. Jackson as I drove her home. Now, Dr. Jackson was not the professor of the class, the paper I handed in. But I had had her for a couple of other classes previous to this one, and she didn't like to drive home at night by herself, so I would drive her home. She lived in my neighborhood. And I told her about this incident, and she said to me, how do you feel about this? And I said, and these are almost an exact quote, I felt puzzled, disappointed, frustrated, and angry. So then she said, well, why do you think you got the grade? And I did not hesitate to tell her, because I'm a white student. There was a nanosecond of a pause, and Dr. Jackson sighed out loud and said, now you know how we feel. On the Social Justice Task Force, I'm hoping to work towards sustainable justice for people of color in education, housing, job opportunities, health care, and in society in general. So now I would like to ask you, what has been percolating in you as you participated in this service? Where are you on the continuum of involvement in racial justice work, including what are you learning? How are you speaking up? When are you speaking up? And how are you acting in regard to social justice issues? And the third thing I'd like to ask is, what is your experience of working already in the area of social justice? So I've thrown those three questions out, and what I would like you to do is, I would like you to be in conversation with the person either in front of you or behind you. And I'm specifically saying not the person next to you, because you probably know that person really well. So I'd like you to find someone that you are not familiar with or that familiar with, and ask yourself, you know, what have I been thinking during the time of this service? Where am I in the whole area and realm of social work, racial social justice work? And we will have approximately 6 minutes. And I'd like you to listen first, and then I would like you to tell your story. I'd like you to tell your part of it, okay? And we'll stop you in 3 minutes and ask you to change people, change speaker, and then go on from there, okay? All right, so get comfortable.